I met my wife, Rebecca, about 2 years ago, and it was her idea to get a truck and live in it. And I thought, what a fantastic idea. Why didn't I think of that myself?
Sometimes it takes a woman to come up with these bright ideas,
absolutely.
Dave.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it was her design, and she's just glad that she's found someone who can actually build it. And so that's what I've been doing for the last 2 years. And now we travel together with our family and play music and without leaving anybody at home. So that's the idea.
Is it fully self-contained?
Yep. It's got everything we need. Absolutely everything we need. Yeah. All the music gear. I've got a PA system in there and everything we need.
And you're expecting a baby in August. That's a wonderful addition to the family.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you. It's funny what happens when you build a nest. What happens?
Little chickies come along to fill that nest. And does your van out here have any special organic, sustainable tendencies? Are you into making your own biofuel, or is it very conventional?
It is. I am very much into the sustainability aspect of things. We've got solar panels on the roof, and I do have a go at the biofuels.
Well, it's a beautiful-looking construction with a large tree painted on the side, which to my Kimberley eyes looks like a boa, but I suspect too if you were down south you could say, oh, this is an oak tree or a...
Yeah, something like that.
It's a tree that changes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tree of life, so it can be whatever people want it to be.
And how important is it for you to have that eco focus with your vehicle and perhaps even the philosophy of life, Dave?
Well, for us, it's really important. It's something that we feel very passionate about, and it entwines itself into our music because Beck and I sing together, as we will be these coming gigs that we've got coming up in Broome. But it's a big part of our life. It's something that we feel strongly about and are very proud that we've managed to build a house that's very eco-friendly. Compared to most houses, there's a lot of power being used and a lot of water being used. And for us, that's been cut right down to bare essentials. And there's been some shifts in our mentality as to how we operate. But, a few compromises being made and things like that. But now that we've been settled in it for a couple of years, we actually really like living like that. It's really, really nice. Yeah.
And some of those compromises you make is also only carrying with you essential stuff.
It's just what you need. Yeah, it's exactly right. And it's amazing what you don't need when you're forced to live in a very small space comparatively. And it's amazing what you don't need. We just love it. We're so happy, being able to park out in the bush where we want to be and to have everything on board. I've even got a little recording studio on board. So if I've got songs I've written, I can start putting them straight down. So... that's been a vision for a few years, and it's nice that it's finally coming together and materialising.
We're going to talk about music soon enough, so why don't you play some for us, Dave? What
sure.
have you got lined up today?
I've got a song that I started last year that I came up here, and I started penning this after I visited James Price Point. We went out there and spent some time with the country out there, and was profoundly affected by it out there. And everybody knows what's going on out there, and this is a song that I've written that's not so much about the political kind of fight that's going on at the moment, re the gas plant, but it's more about giving thanks for those things in life that we take for granted so easily every day, and it's a little song about that.
Dave Mann on ABC Radio Today.
I am the sun shining bright. You're the hand that feeds.
You're playing on a really scuffed up guitar too. That's had a lot of music
played. This guitar gets a lot of comments, I must admit. People always say something about it, but the truth is it's actually not that old. It's just that I'm a little bit rough with it. It's only about 6 years old, but it's done a lot of gigs.
It's a much played, loved guitar, and
it's very well loved.
The sort of oak-coloured wood on it is very scuffed. It's got Dave's pick marks and fingernail marks up and down. It's even wearing through in parts too.
Yeah. Look, I'm working my way towards, you know, a guitar like Willie Nelson's guitar, where he's actually worn all the way through. You can just see there.
Yes.
Worn. It's
very faded.
You know, on some old Martin guitars in America, where the guys have just been playing on it for 30 or 40 years, they've just worn straight through it. But, you know, my theory is that the more a guitar is played, the better they sound. And I think there's a lot of musos out there that will back me up with that. But it definitely is true. And this guitar this particular one gets better and better.
Now, you've got five albums under your belt, and I believe that a new one is on its way. When are we going to hear new Dave Mann music?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because the last couple of days I've been working on that very CD in the truck. I've been parked at a friend's place, and we've had the studio set up, and I've been working on the CD, just been doing some little extra touches to it. So it'll be ready. If there's without hitches, it'll be ready in a couple of months' time. But as for when we release it or not is another matter. That's up to the management. But I'm kind of hoping sooner rather than later, because it's been a while since I've released a CD. But it's pretty raw, which is exciting, because it sort of takes us back to how we did our first album, and which gets a lot of good comments. So we thought, let's try that again. And musically, I think I'm getting more and more back towards my roots, where I started and what influenced me as a young fella. My dad particularly had a strong influence on me with his songwriting. He's into, you know, traditional Australian folk music. And I find myself these days playing in his band, playing mandolin and slide guitar, you know, playing really old bush folk sort of stuff. And I'm finding that my songs are starting to get back towards that root of where it comes from for me. And that last song that I played is an example of how it's sort of getting back there. You know, for a while there, my music was quite rocky. But in terms of songwriting, I guess the songs are becoming a little bit more, for me personally, they're a little bit more timeless. And I'm finding that for a while there, I was a little bit self-absorbed, and, you know, everything I thought about was, you know, music, and I've got to make it in this business, and, you know, I've got to try and get radio play, and I've got to try and get these gigs, and I've got to get on this festival, and rah, rah, rah. And it just became a very, you know, I was thinking a lot about where I was at in music, and that, I think, to my detriment. I think these days I'm a lot more relaxed and enjoying music, and it seems to be in helping me in my success as well. Rather than having so much of your attention spent in the future wanting things that you don't have, these days I find myself being a lot more present. What's the saying? Less striving and more arriving.
One last question. What are you most looking forward to about becoming a father for the first time?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I haven't been asked that before. I'm just looking forward to seeing what comes out of my wife. Look, I got no idea. I'm in for a big surprise, I think, and a bit of a shock, I suppose. But I'm as ready as I could ever be, I hope.
And it may well be a 6'6" baby too, given your tall genes. That anything is possible when it grows up.
Let's just hope not just yet.
All the best, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cheers.